have an opportunity to see how great it was under him and how bad America's suffering since we've lost him. And that's an issue. I mean, his policies are on play right now. Whether you love the president, don't like the president, you know, this is about America. The man, when he was there in the White House, America was successful. We would never have that Middle East disaster that took place. I guarantee we never would have left dogs over there. We never would have Americans still over there trying to get out. People that hold green cards, people that work for the government, people that help the government, they would have been the first ones out. He's a big, strong believer in police. He's a big, strong believer in his military. And he's a big, strong believer in putting America first. And that's something that we're missing right now under this administration.
I want to ask you about the attitude of the RNC. I know in the past they have regarded Nevada as very much a battleground state. We've gotten a lot of resources from the Republican National Committee. Do they still have that faith in us here in Nevada?
Absolutely. No, I've been blessed. Tommy Hicks and I were on the Trump campaign early on in 2015. Ronna McDaniel, her and I served together. She came on. She was I'm a big supporter of hers, and she's been a big supporter of mine. It is something where relationships do matter, and they love Nevada. They are giving us the resources we want, the resources we need. They've never turned a blind eye every time we talk. They're letting us determine what we need in Nevada. That's the best thing under this leadership of Ronna and Tommy, is that they'll provide it. I mean, they're there to walk with us, but they don't drive us and say, this is what you're going to be doing, this is what we're looking for. It's a great partnership we have with the RNC. Now, you know, in Nevada, we're a little stronger, Kev. I mean, we have a very aggressive approach, and a lot of it's thanks to you and let us come on the radio. But we have patriots. We have, I mean, whatever you want to call them, soldiers, patriots, common people like myself that are very aggressive about getting to the bottom of the truth with the last election. They want answers. We're not talking about tinfoil hats. We're actually talking about something that's tangible. But they're also aggressive in the stance. And at times, I think the RNCs, you know, they have to be reserved on some of the comments, but they let Nevada do what Nevada has to do in order to compete in this market. And that says a lot about their leadership.
What are you doing for Veterans Day? I know this is a special time for a lot of folks, but to anybody that's even close to politics, it's like a Super Bowl kind of day for them.
Well, it's, you know, it was something I share with my mom and dad. My dad was a World War II veteran. He was my hero. I miss him every minute, every day. And, you know, it's something that I celebrate. I'll be downtown at the parade. We are going to this Veterans Cemetery, and we're going out there to put some flags up and honor some of our friends that have passed away. But more importantly, I think if everybody comes down to the parade, participate, come down, enjoy the day with your family. You know, at Nevada GOP, if you go to our website, NevadaGOP.org, Nevada spelled out GOP.org, we have a place where you can place a picture of your veteran that has passed away, your veteran that's still serving, active duty member, and tell us a little bit about it, I mean, you know, or her, and just share with us, because the reason we are free is because of these veterans, because of these warriors that put everything on the line, so we have the opportunity to live under the blanket of freedom. And we cannot do enough for our veterans. We cannot say enough for our veterans. But that's the one thing. So if you have later on today, if you got a chance, go to NevadaGOP.org, and please feel free to put that on there. You can put it on my page, McDonald NV, and just go there. You can put it on my Facebook page. But we want to celebrate all veterans, whether you're Democrat, Republican, Independent. This is a time where party doesn't matter. It's about celebrating and honoring our veterans. So put it up, tell a little story about them. But let's all rejoice. Let's go down to the parade tomorrow. Everybody come down for the parade and celebrate.
There you go. There you go. Mike and McDonald, thank you so much. You're going to have great weather,
Kevin,
for the parade.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
30 seconds. I want to thank you. You know, I went through a very tough time the last couple of weeks on a personal stretch. I lost a couple very close friends of mine and a relative. And I can tell you that your listeners, but more importantly you, you don't just do this for show. This is not a job for you. It speaks to the character of your man, and I want to thank you for that, man. You are you're a great man, and I think that your listeners need to know that.
Michael, thank you so much for your kind words. I appreciate it. You have a great Veterans Day. Enjoy the weather outside. It's going to be wonderful, and we'll talk again soon, I promise.
Thank you, sir. God bless you, and God bless your listeners.
There you go. Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, joining us right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And I just checked the traffic cams, and we're seeing some heavy volumes right now on Interstate 15 southbound at Washington, northbound 15 at Bonanza. Also, as you work your way down the freeway there on the 15 through the resort corridor, we're seeing some reduced speeds, 15 north at Sahara, southbound 15 at Oki. You're almost up to freeway speeds, but only about 45 miles per hour through that area. You're bumper to bumper, so do expect major delays as you try to squeeze through those only two lanes available through the construction zone on the 515, eastbound at Main, westbound at Eastern. That construction goes on until next year. And slow flows on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at Gillespie.
AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust. Attorneys for former Raiders receiver Henry Ruggs are fighting to keep his medical records away from prosecutors. Ruggs is charged with driving under the influence in a crash in which a woman died. Ruggs did not appear in court Wednesday and now faces additional charges. A slight shakeup in the new college football playoff rankings. Georgia and Alabama still holding the number one and two spots. Oregon moving up to third. Ohio State fourth. Behind them, Cincinnati still undefeated at number five. Michigan sixth. Then Michigan State, after being upset by Purdue, fell to number seven. College basketball underway. Nevada a 91-76 opening night win over Eastern Washington. Junior Desmond Cambridge, 22 points and 7 rebounds to lead the Wolfpack. Tonight, UNLV hosting Gardner Webb. Download the Score app today. The Score app is free and one of the most popular sports apps in North America. I'm Trey Westerberg with the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. Freol spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers three times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Freol Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freol today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Don't you just love the smell of old books?
This is a library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but check nonfiction.
He really does devour literature.
Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, we were looking at the calendar earlier this week, and we discovered that we are just a couple of days less than a year removed from the midterm elections. November 8th is when it will be. And I'm just going to tell you, There are a lot of people that that are looking at some of the issues that are going to be on the ballot or about the ballot. And one of those is our Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. And that's why I wanted to have Randy Mackey on, the president of Nevada Firearms Coalition PAC. And I asked him about the challenges that lie ahead in defending the Second Amendment.
Well, actually, one of the big ones, which has happened in a number of states in the union, and you know, it's also happened here in the Silver State. The last legislative session was the red flag law. While it may be well intentioned, unfortunately, it is short on due process for those having a constitutional right to bear arms, and it is you know, long things which are not good for individual rights and democracy. But by that I mean these red flag laws are basically aimed at trying to take guns away from people who other people think may use them for harm. The big problem with that, like I said at first, is it's short on due process. Gun ownership, like it or not, is a constitutional right, just like free speech, just like any other constitutional right, you know, the right to an abortion, things like that. And a constitutional right shouldn't be taken away without this thing called due process, where basically it isn't just a matter of you know, someone deciding, oh hey, Johnny Jones is a danger, he might do something bad, let's go grab his guns. The way that happens in most states is that you know one or two people, you know, a family member of a police officer, can go before a judge, and in Nevada, those judge hearings are what they're called ex parte hearings. This means that the subject of the hearing, the subject of the effort to grab the guns, is not required to be there, and in fact, in some instances, you know, is not supposed to be there. It's supposed to be a one-sided thing, which means that the people who's fixing to lose their rights don't have a chance to defend themselves, you know, also can't exercise a right to counsel, you know, things like that. And that's just not right. Those kinds of laws have swept the country in the last 4 or 5 years, and I'm sad to say that a poorly written one was passed at the last legislative session. And I'm talking a lot, so I'll shut up and let you ask questions.
No. The one thing I do want to do, because a lot of people who do not follow this on a regular basis may not know what a red flag law is, what it does. Explain exactly what it is that it gives the rights to the state, so to speak.
Well, actually, like I was saying, law enforcement officers, for example, can go before a state magistrate and they can petition for a order to seize firearms, it's a one-sided hearing. And like I said, the person whose guns are going to be, you know, taken away, often, you know, are not present. They're not legally required to be present, which means they have no legal right to defend themselves. So it can actually result in a court order calling for the seizure of your guns or mine. And another really sad part of that is, if that happens, the process for getting it back is kind of murky. It's not clearly and well defined. And existing statute law in the Silver State, if your guns wind up being confiscated, you know, according to existing law, separate from the red flag law, you can't get your guns back unless you're acquitted of a crime, and that means that there's got to be full due process. If the charges against you, which caused your loss of the guns, you know, doesn't go to a trial, if it gets dismissed, you're out of luck, dude. there's no legal recourse. Now, that's separate from the red flag laws. However, the statutory text in the red flag laws doesn't clear any of that up, doesn't provide a really clear-cut way for folks to get their guns back. Basically, they have to go back to court and have to convince a judge that they're no longer a danger.
Again, Randy Mackey joining us, the president of Nevada Firearms Coalition, PAC. We're talking about red flag laws that are in existence all across the country and here in Nevada. What is the threshold that must be reached in order for somebody to be able to come after your guns? For instance, if you're my next door neighbor and I go to the cops and I say, man, that Randy Mackey, he's a real whack job. Is that enough, or what is the threshold? Is there a metric that we can use?
As I recall, one was not spelled out in the statute. It's not reasonable doubt as the standard is when you're charged with a crime. It's more like in a clear and convincing evidence, which as I recall. And caution here, I'm not a lawyer, I don't play well on TV, but it's one step below preponderance of evidence. Preponderance of evidence means, you know, one click more than 50%.
Wow. I know that we are 10 months into the Biden administration, and I want to take a 30,000-foot view of this administration. Now that we're about 10 months into the Biden administration, is there any clear strategy that you can detect as to what this administration plans to do with the Second Amendment?
The bad news is they did have some plans for it. They had plans for a new so-called assault weapons ban, which is really any semi-automatic weapon. And for those who don't know, a semi-automatic weapon requires one pull of the trigger for a bullet to go off. That has not come to pass. There was also talk of a national firearms registry, and fortunately that too, so far hasn't come to pass. I saw a news report in the last several days where the ATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, has taken 55 million gun ownership records, which they've accumulated over the years from federal firearms licensees, gun dealers, in other words, who have gone out of business, and they're trying to digitize them. That may sound innocuous, however, that could very easily be a prelude to a gun registry. And there's about seven different laws which forbid the federal government from spending any money to set up or maintain or create anything resembling a national gun registry. So that one bears watching.
There you have it. Smart guy. And a patriot, Randy Mackey, who is the president of the Nevada Firearms Coalition, PAC. And I wanted to get him in a little less than a year from the midterm elections. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you tired of having dirty, itchy skin or drinking smelly, disgusting water? Live healthy and have softer skin. Call Mr. Goodwater at 800-807-PURE and get your free water test and drinking water system. Mr. Goodwater carries the Elite Water System and is ready to install your system today with no heavy salt bags, no heavy bottles to lug. Get spring quality water that's good for you and your family. Call 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873.
Install extra homeowners only. Water test completed.
It's finally happened. We're finally free.
Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I lost 46 pounds in 8 weeks with the help of Andrew 400, having tons of energy, not feeling tired or feeling at the end of the day that my feet are dragging. I would very strongly recommend it to anybody that feel they need to cut down on their weight or who doesn't have enough energy. Absolutely.
That's fantastic, Joe. And congratulations on losing 46 pounds in 8 weeks with the help of Andro 400. Guys, check out Joe's before and after pictures on andro400.com. Since 2004, men have chosen Andro 400 for one reason: results. Andro 400 can help you safely and effectively lose belly fat, gain energy, and boost your testosterone. We guarantee it. Order today and get free shipping and special discounts available only on andro400.com. andro400.com. That's andro400.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And what that means is that coming up about 15 minutes from right now, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, will be taking the stage, and we will dial down for the next 21 hours. I'm just telling you, it is so amazing what's going on out there. You know, we've talked a lot about cancel culture on this program. And gentleman Jim Dallas, you know, I've always thought of it as a product of the left. But you've got some interesting poll numbers that are interesting, that are fascinating when it comes to cancel culture.
Yeah, it seems like all groups are really kind of fed up with it. They would rather cancel culture because you look at the poll, and this was a poll that was taken by Hill-Harris X. It's a national poll. And it was taken right in the middle of last week's elections in Virginia. So it kind of gives you an idea of where people are. It's a fresh poll. 71% of all voters across the spectrum would rather disagree with cancel culture and would rather cancel it. Now, when you break that down into subgroups, that would be 76% of Republicans, 70% of Democrats, and 68% of independents are really not into cancel culture. So it kind of gives you a feel of where people are right now.
Can I tell you, that's stunning to me, because I was absolutely convinced this was something that was embraced by the left, and maybe you know, some of the independents, you know, the, what I like to call the chewy middle. But the fact is that this is something that's universal, that people generally hate the cancel culture.
They really do, and I really think it's the minority of the Democrat Party who is the loudest in this, especially when it comes to issues like race and the progressive left. They are, if you break it down into subgroups of Democrat voters, they're mostly white, they're mostly highly educated, college graduates, and that group, they are the ones that are really driving the cancel culture, and that's a small part of the Democrat Party, because the vast majority of quote-unquote Democrats, black and Latino Americans, identify with the middle. And it's the loudmouth progressive left, which has been taking up more space than they deserve. Let's put it that way.
Well, and I think what we saw in Virginia, and we saw it elsewhere around the country, is that everybody else is now standing up to the cancel culture folks. They're now doing that. I got to take a quick break. I'm running way behind. I don't want a short Wayne Allyn route. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allyn Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI. We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business. It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan, they'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future. future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Silverberg.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, weekday afternoons, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.